There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, though, we're going to concentrate on some of the news stories from the ARN News Centre. And this afternoon, we have the company of Mohammed Suleiman. Mohammed, good to see you.
Good to see you too. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you. So, Mohammed, you're going to talk about some of the top stories today. And the first story we're looking at is about a new report which looks at cities over the world with the best quality of life. Now, the question we all want to know, how did we do here in Dubai?
So, not too badly at all. So, Dubai came in at 18th place in Deutsche Bank's annual index of the most livable cities in the world. And that means that we enjoy a better quality of living than cities like London, New York, and Paris. Now, we know that Dubai came in at 18th place, but I want you guys to guess which cities came in the top 10 of this particular rankings. We're looking for the top 10 cities in the world in terms of quality of living.
Quality of living? Mm. Oh, that's really difficult.
There are 50 of them all together, so I just want you guys to guess as many of them as you can from the top 10 in this list.
Okay, what about Sydney?
Sydney is there, yep. Yes. Sydney came in at 8th place.
All right, then I'm going to stay in Australia. Melbourne?
Melbourne came in at 7th place.
Oh, you're fantastic, beating me. Right? About Paris?
Paris did not come in the top 10. Paris was ranked 33rd in the ranking.
Have you committed all this to memory? It's very impressive. You've got no notes there. Where's Switzerland?
Sorry?
Switzerland?
Switzerland is not on that list. No.
Okay. It's all too expensive, maybe. All right.
Okay. How about the land of Brandy Scott?
Okay.
That's a much better name for New Zealand.
All right, so have Wellington.
Wellington.
Wellington came in at number one. Number two went to Zurich. Number three was Copenhagen. Fourth went to the Scottish capital of Edinburgh. Then we have Vienna, Helsinki, Melbourne and Sydney, Frankfurt and Amsterdam rounded off the top 10. So these are the top 10 cities in the world to live as per Deutsche Bank's annual index of the most livable cities in the world.
So most livable cities, so what does that mean? That means quality of life, that means you've got parks and you've got public transport and you've got all of the amenities that you need.
Yeah, so there were 8 things that they looked at all together. Some of them were things like quality of healthcare, climate, traffic, affordability, those kinds of things. So 8 benchmarks altogether. Dubai in at number 18 out of 50.
Okay, 18's, all right.
18's good.
Are you surprised by that, NLT?
Some of them seem quite expensive cities to live in to be have the quality of life to be so high.
Zurich kind of surprised me in there because, I mean, traditionally you think of Switzerland being, I mean, a nice country and all of that, but maybe a little bit more expensive than others.
Yeah.
But I suppose there you are. Another story you're looking at is a Dubai hotel offering free accommodation for those people still struggling to find a place to stay after the fire at Zen Tower earlier this month. So let's talk about that.
That's right. So Lapita Hotel, which is a Dubai Parks and Resorts Autograph Collection Hotel, have announced today that anyone impacted by that massive fire at Dubai Marina a couple of weeks ago will get free rooms at their hotel for up to 7 nights. Now, we know that many residents of Zen Tower are still looking for a place to stay before they get the go-ahead from the police to move back into their apartments. Many have been staying with friends and family, but there are others who have nowhere to go. Now, earlier today, I spoke with Sani Emborg, who is the general manager of Lapita Hotel. I began by asking her why they're opening up their doors for these tenants.
Seeing it as the month of Ramadan and the year of Sheikh Sayed, we really feel that we should help each other out in times of need. And as I actually personally was driving by while the building was on fire, I was thinking how we could really help, and I was understanding how these people must be feeling. So when I came back to Lapita, I discussed it with the team, and of course, first of all, we found out that they were all safe. And then we decided to provide all the residents with free accommodation at our hotel. I believe they have been staying with families, and maybe other people have provided with them with accommodation. But as some of the places take longer to be finished, I'm guessing we have heard that people are still looking for help.
That was Sani Emborg, who is the general manager of Lapita Hotel, explaining why they're opening up their doors to displaced residents of Zen Tower. I also asked her how those affected can apply for a room. Here's what she told me.
All they actually have to do is to call us on our landline. It's 04-810-9111. And simply just inquire of when they would like to stay with us and just provide that they are from the fired building, and then we will take care of them from there.
So, okay, that's really a positive story for people who've been in a really difficult position, Mohammed. It's really, really nice to hear that. But we're going to stay with Ramadan, I guess, and this special month. So another story you're looking at today is about online shopping trends here. And we do something slightly different.
We do, yeah. So there's a new report out by the internet advertising firm Criteo, and they've revealed how people shop online during the month of Ramadan. And what they found was that the majority of residents began buying things online a week before the Eid holidays. So the report found that online retail sales in the UAE see a spike of more than 40% in the days leading up to the Eid holiday. It also revealed that more than half of online shoppers in the UAE prefer to pay for their products on delivery instead of paying online using a credit card. So what about you guys? Cash on delivery or the easy online payment?
I've never ever done cash on delivery for anything apart from maybe food.
A cash on delivery I've done a few times, to be honest with you. I don't know why. I think when I'm trying a new app and they offer it, I always think rather than put my card in, I'll try cash on delivery. And if you spend over a certain amount, generally there's no charge for paying cash on delivery. Or you pay with a debit card on delivery a lot now as well. There's always that kind of nagging feeling in your mind until you're used to a shopping site, where you think, I wonder. With all the, you know, we hear about people being hacked all the time.
Security breaches and
security
everything.
Security breaches and all that. Yeah. Not that it's actually happened so much.
And there's lots of shops that have sort of set up via social media, and I think the fact that they offer cash on delivery is probably quite reassuring while they get established. You know?
I actually got ripped off not too long ago. I was shopping online. I guess I should have been more careful. Ended up buying something online, paid with my card, and it never came. And I Googled it later, and that site was a dodgy site that had a history of duping people like this. So I've become very careful since then. And I think I'm going to just always stick to cash on delivery.
But what did you do with your card? Did you get your card changed after
that? Yeah, I replaced it straight away. So as soon as I found out, I just told them that this has happened and the bank couldn't do anything. They couldn't try and help me recover my money, but they did give me a new card straight away.
So stick with what you know, I suppose. All right then, last story today. Fuel prices have been announced for June, so it's gone up again, hasn't it?
That's right. So just a couple of hours ago, the Ministry of Energy announced the fuel prices for the month of June, and we now know that we will be paying more for fuel next month than we have been paying this month. So the price of a Super 98 and Super 95 petrol, as well as diesel, has been hiked for the second month in a row, this time by 14 to 15 fils per litre. Experts say that this increase is due to the rise of international crude oil prices around the world over the last couple of months. So from Friday, we will be paying a little bit more at the petrol pumps.
Okay. We had a text in, Mohammed, from Rashida, who says, how will they know if the person, the offer from Lapita Hotels at Dubai Parks and Resorts, how will they know if that person was from Zen? What if anyone calls claiming that? But they're asking people to provide proof, aren't they? They're not just saying.
Yeah, and when I did talk to Sunny, she did say that the people are expected to provide their tenancy contract or their title deed or anything that actually proves that they were residents of that particular tower.
Okay, for now, Mohammed Suleiman, thank you very much for the roundup of today's stories.
Thanks very much.
Coming up on Drive Live next, we're talking legal. Ludmila Yamanova is waiting in the wings to answer your questions. We've got several through already. If you want yours answered, you know what to do, 4001 via the free messaging app 423 1010 if you want to speak to her in person.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.